The tenth station, the crucifixion of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. And they brought Jesus to Golgotha. Two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. The soldiers gave Jesus wine mixed with bitter gall, drugged with myrrh. But when he had tasted it, he refused to drink it. Then the soldiers nailed him to the cross, and the two criminals, revolutionaries, were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left, with Jesus between them. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Pilate posted a sign on the cross fastened above Jesus' head, announcing the charge against him with these words, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, so that many people could read it. After the soldiers had nailed him to the cross, they divided his clothes and gambled for them by throwing dice to decide who among them would get each piece. This fulfilled the scripture that says, "They divided my garments among themselves and threw dice for my clothing." Then the soldiers sat around and kept guard as Jesus hung there. The crowd watched, and the people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. "Ha! Look at you now! You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross." "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he can't save himself. Let him save himself if he is really God's Messiah, the Chosen One. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross right now."